Hello. Welcome to the Zesty Garden. I'm your host, Brian Earle, and in studio with me right now is Mark Anderson from Anderson Seed and Garden in Logan. And we're going to have a conversation about what to get that gardener in your life for Christmas. And I'm a gardener. Mark's a gardener, so we know what we like.
Exactly.
Dear, are you listening? So if you'd like to join our conversation, maybe you have a suggestion, or maybe you're a gardener and would like to suggest something to someone else in your life, 1-800-826-1495. That's 800-826-1495. Or you can also go to our Gmail email and send it to zestygarden@gmail.com. Mark, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for the invitation.
So for me, I think of the tools in my life for gardening that I just could not do without. And the first one that always comes to my mind is a really good hoe, a really good shovel, and then as far as a hand implement, a really good saw. I mean, even if I couldn't, and hand pruners.
Saw or hand pruner.
I can see, I keep going on.
Yeah, saw or hand pruner. There's just certain tools that you should have in your shed if you're going to be doing any gardening or any maintenance outside in your yard. And hand pruner and a saw is like they're essentials.
And not just any hand pruner or saw. You can't just go to a store and get a pair of pruners for $9. Yeah. That's just not going to work. I've used those and it about killed my wrist.
Yep. There's some that are much, much better than others. So if you've got, you know, kind of a particular gardener that likes, you know, nice quality tools, but also something that's going to assist in the work so that you don't have to work as hard, then the better quality tool, obviously, the less work that you have to do. So hand pruner, saw, shovel, hoe, rake, you know, got to have those. And you would hope that somebody would have those already if they had a yard.
So you bring up rake.
Yeah.
And we've got those old, in the barn somewhere, a couple of the old metal rakes.
Yeah.
I bought one at your place that has, it's plastic, but it has wide tines on it.
Right.
Oh, absolutely love that for raking the leaves.
That's a nice
rake.
It is
so good.
Yeah. There's one that's out that's called the Flex Rake. And when you look at it, you go, I don't know. It's kind of small. It's got a smaller head. It's like an 18-inch head, and it's shorter. It's only maybe 8 inches long, but it's got the most flexibility to it of any rake that I've ever used, and it's metal. So it'll hold up for years and years and years, and you can get it with a wood handle or aluminum handle. But those Flex rakes, they do just a really nice job, and it doesn't end up digging into the soil too much. So it's got just the right curve to it.
So is it a big head?
No, the head's only 18 inches, so it's a little bit smaller, but it's got just the right flexibility and just the right tension to it to really do a great job in raking leaves, especially. But you know, we were talking hand pruners and saws before. There's a lot of great companies out there. My personal favorites would have to be Baco. My Baco pruners are just, I can't live without them.
I mean, I've had mine for 20 years.
They're just the best.
And I'm here to tell you, I went and pruned with some old pruners at my aunt's house, and she had like 10 fruit trees that I was working with, and it just, my wrist just died. So I thought, I'm not going to do this again. And I got, that's when I got the really good pruners. And I think it was probably $40, $35 back then when I got them.
Right.
And I couldn't believe the difference.
Huge, huge, huge difference. But
and it's good. It's better for the tree because you're making nice, clean cuts. You're
exactly.
not stripping bark off of the tree.
So, you know, for the gardener that already has a nice pruner, a nice sharpener would be great, and how to use that sharpener so you can keep your tools up to speed. You know, so a bench grinder for your larger tools is almost an essential to be able to keep them sharp. But there's some really nice pruning sharpeners that are out there that are super easy to use that would definitely make life much, much easier. When I think about gifts for gardeners, bird feeders, there's a lot of really nice bird feeders out there and some seed to fill them with. And, you know, it's getting cold enough. The suet feeders are great through the wintertime. And it's really fun. It's enjoyable. It's a way to appreciate the outdoors and appreciate your yard even when we're kind of stuck inside for a little bit. So you can watch out the window and watch the birds come and enjoy a feast. And it's a really thoughtful gift.
I'm a lazy bird feeder.
Yeah.
And this one feeder I had 3 tubes that were maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
And there were 4 perches on each tube.
Right.
But the birds would just, within a day and a half, they'd all be gone.
You have to fill it back up.
So
again,
I paid a little extra and got a big tube that would, and, you know, it's like 2 feet tall and 8 inches in diameter.
You don't have to fill it up as much.
And there's only 4 ports on it,
so
it doesn't go as fast.
They have to take turns, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wind chimes. Wind chimes are a great, long-lasting gift that you can enjoy every day, you know, for years. So there's some beautiful chimes, appearance-wise, but also beautiful notes also. And some chimes are more decorative. I mean, they make noise, but they're not as beautiful. If you've listened to, say, Woodstock chimes, they're all tuned, and they're precision-tuned to specific chords. And some of them are beautiful.
If it looks like someone just took some metal piping and cut it,
that's what
it's probably going to sound like. Someone took metal piping and cut it.
That's what you're going to get. But if it's a precision tuned to specific chords and specific notes, they can truly be amazing. So
how do you avoid something that can just? Sometimes you don't want to have the sound too much.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put it in a spot that's too windy.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it's really windy, then it can definitely.
So maybe a more sheltered location.
Yeah, yeah. You want that nice gentle breeze to just kind of hit the chimes. But
so I want to go back to the saw.
Yeah.
So the same company that did the hand pruners.
Yes.
And mine it cuts on both the pull and the push stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
cuts your work in half.
Yeah, and, yeah, really, and does. If I'm up in a tree and I don't have a bigger saw to do a larger limb, this will do in a pinch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my heaven.
Yeah.
It'll take a little longer to cut through it, but it's still, wow.
So Bahco is actually a Swedish company that was recently purchased by Snap-on. So now they're an American.
Oh, you're kidding. They keep consolidating.
Yeah, now they're an American company. And they just have amazing quality steel.
So did the name change?
No, it's still Bahco.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still Bahco. But amazing steel, highly refined sharpening techniques and just different methods of the way they create their products. So you just don't have to work as hard and long, long lasting. I mean, I've had my hand pruner with the rotating handle on it for
I've had it for
10 years and it's still just cuts like
it's
crazy.
It's very ergonomically correct.
Yeah, yeah. So it fits your hand just right, and as you close your hand, the handle rotates with your fingers, so it's more of a natural gripping motion instead of kind of a squeezing motion, and it's so much easier.
And that could be really helpful if you have arthritis in your hands.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, as you get older, those joints get a little bit stiffer, and they don't want to work as well, and so having the right tool makes life much, much easier. It really does.
When you're looking for a larger tool like a shovel or a rake or a hoe, now there are different heads that you can have, but how do you know you're getting a good quality tool?
Yeah, yeah, because there's so many different shovels that are out there. So really it has a lot to do with the gauge of steel that they create the tool with, and also whether it's forged or stamped. So if you're looking at a very high quality shovel, it's going to be a forged head, solid back. You won't have like a hollow back on it. You know, when you turn the shovel over and you look at the backside, if the handle sticks out the back of the shovel head, not where the handle comes out to the bottom, but out through the top, that's an open back. And the open backs are a thinner steel. They're not as heavy. They're usually stamped. If it's a solid shank, you know it's been forged out of one piece of steel, and it's actually been hand forged instead of stamped by a machine. I've got customers that have brought in forged shovels that have worn down so far that they've worn 3 inches off the top, and they've replaced the handle 5 or 6 times, but the tool's like 20, 30 years old, and it still is like great. I mean, you just don't break those forged heads. They wear down over time.
Well, I'm being told by my producer that we're running out of time.
Already. How rude is that?
So thank you for coming in. Mark Anderson from Anderson Seed and Garden has been giving us some ideas on what to get that gardener for Christmas.